Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's moments like these that we can receive from God. The Bible tells us that God inhabits the praises of His people. And that's what we've been doing here tonight. Believe me, God is here. He's here. And He promised in His Word that He is a God who heals. Now, though you may have questions about why this person or why that person didn't get healed, God's Word still remains true tonight. He said in Exodus 15, verse 26, I am the God that healeth thee. And we serve a God who cannot lie. I want you to hear God's word tonight. It's His promise. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am God's word. I am the God, oh yeah, that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word. I sent my word, and I healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. God's name is more powerful than any disease you can name tonight. You might have received a horrible report from the doctors and told you your disease is incurable. But you know what? There's hope tonight. There is hope because God's promised that He would heal us. I want you to put His word on your lips tonight. Sing His word back to Him. And see if His name isn't more powerful than cancer, than heart disease, or any disease that you can name tonight. Oh yes, He's your healer. Let's sing it to Him. You are the God that healeth me.
You are the God
that healeth me. To move through this auditorium with your healing power. Those of you who need a touch from God tonight, just reach out and receive it. God is here. Receive your healing now. Receive it in Jesus' name. Let it flow like rivers. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Oh, we thank you for your healing, God. For your promise.
Hello, welcome everybody. The song that just played was "I Am the God That Healeth Thee" by Don Moten. With that being said, to Lifify Your Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Faith. Prophetess Faith, you're on the air.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line, to all of you all that just joined in. I thank and praise God on today. I thank and praise God for you all taking up your busy time to join in on Faith on the Line. I thank and praise God that you didn't have to do it, but you did. And I thank God for you all. Thank God for you all coming in, and thank God for the ones on the phone line. I thank and praise God because God is the reason while we keep going. I thank and praise God for Faith on the Line. I thank and praise God that when God, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And you can find that in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, in the first verse. And I thank and praise God that we walk by faith and not by sight. I thank and praise God that it was our faith that's going to carry us. It's our faith that's going to keep us, and it's our faith that whatever we're believing and trusting in God to do, He's going to do it. But just a little bit of faith, the Word of God say, just a little mustard seed faith. God, that's all you have to have, just a little bit. And you all know what a little seed is, that's just how much faith you got and you can have. And God will step in, and He will be able to open up the door. I thank and praise God on tonight. And I want to thank and praise God for also my sister in the gospel. I thank and praise God for her. And I want us to join her on Monday nights. And I pray to God, and I know she'll put it on the stream, that let's join her on Monday nights. And the Lord has given her an awesome word also, that on Monday night when He gives her the word, that it bless your soul. And I thank and praise God for that. And also the Lord has given her 5 minutes of focus, where you can find it on the website page or Philippify your website page, and also Instagram. And God just give her some little nuggets to throw out there on to get our week started or throughout the week. And thank and praise God that we only have just a week or so left for Christmas. And I thank and praise God that Christmas is the season, the season that we are to give thanks for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was born into the world for us. And I thank and praise God for that. And as I get ready to pray on tonight, I ask you all, let's join our faith and let's touch and agree with God. And anything that God is nothing too hard that God cannot do. It may not be what we wanted, but God always have a habit of showing up on time. And I thank and praise God even tonight for letting me know that His timing is not our timing. In the Word of God, I like in the Word of God where it say, our thoughts, not even none of His thoughts, nor even our ways are His ways. And I thank and praise God. There's a passage of scripture also up in the Word of God where it says that, let us not think on things down here on this earth, but think on things up above. And I thank God for that scripture, and I love that scripture because it let me know that whatever we do, let's think on good things, whatsoever true, whatsoever right, whatsoever of good report. But He wants us to think on things up above and not on things that's going to worry us down here on this earth. So let us think about those things when they come around Christmas season. You may not get you may not end up. A lot of people say, "Well, I'm." You may not get that gift, or you may not get that car, or you may not get the things that you want. But always remember, it's all about Christ when He came into the world. When He came and He came, He was born into the world as a gift. That was a gift all by Himself. And I always tell my children sometime when we're around the coming time this Christmas season, don't just think about yourself. God didn't think about Himself when He just gave Him, when He was born into the world. He thought about all of us, and He gave us a gift. When He went up on that cross and He died, and He died for my sins, and He died for yours, and He died for many more things that we will be able to receive. And I always tell them, don't just think about yourself. Always bless someone that doesn't have it, because most people around this time of the year, they don't have what you have. So let us think about things this Christmas season, what it's all about. Thank God for the gift. Thank God for fellowshipping with loved ones and friends. But it's about God born into this world. And that's the day we set aside to be able to give Him thanks. And so I thank God every day of my life. I thank God every day of my life. I do. And I thank God. I thank God even for the faith that I have. Because if it wasn't for faith, I don't know where I would be today. I really don't. I don't even know where my life will begin. Her faith is what's keeping me. So like I said, as I get ready to pray, and I want to, if we have any newbies on the page, I want to say you're welcome to Faith on the Line. And this is a line where we pray and God step in, and we have faith that God is going to do it. And if you're familiar with Faith on the Line, I thank and praise God for you all joining. But I always tell people, God have a set of people for everybody. So thank God for the set of people that He joined to me. And thank and praise God that we all connect together. Philippians 5, Faith on the Line is a ministry where we work together. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, even now. I thank you, Father God, even now, God, for how you came in and how you just watched over us all throughout today. Father God, but first I want to say, Lord, any sin that we committed or omitted today was not of you. Lord, forgive us, God. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, that you would help us, Lord God, throughout the day. You protected us, God, and you lead and you guide us, God, and you shield us from all danger, God. And Lord God, you got between it and that thing, that Lord God, that was not everything, Lord God, that you shield us from, God. You got between it, God, and you didn't allow it to happen. So God, we thank you even right now. I thank you, Father God, for being who you are and what you are to us, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for even your blessing, God, that you restored upon us. Not that we deserve it, God, because we don't. But I thank you, God, even now, God, because your mercy and your grace, God, it's just, Lord, just it's your mercy and your grace, God, the reason why, Lord, the things are happening in our lives. Father God, I thank you even now, God. And what's going on, Lord God? Thank you, Lord God, for strengthening us and keeping us, God. And I thank you, Father God, for, Lord, even some of us even was driving, God. You took the wheel, God. You didn't allow no danger or no accident or anything to happen, God. But you step in right on time. And, Father God, I thank you right now. Father God, I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you, God, to look upon our minds because, Lord God, the devil works with the minds. The devil is working with our minds. God, touch our minds right now. Let our minds be in you, God, because your word says if our mind is in you, God, you will keep us. And, Lord God, in perfect peace, you will keep us, God, And, Lord, I thank you even now, God, because your word say, Lord God, in Psalm 23, God, that you are our shepherd. And, Lord God, we don't have to want anything, Lord. We got everything that we need because you are our shepherd, God. And, Lord, I thank you, God, because your word tell us in Psalms 91, God, that you are our shield and buckler, God. And, Lord, you will shield us from any danger and harm, God. And I thank you right now for being my shield and buckler. And, God, I thank you even now, God, how your word tell us, God, that to trust in you, God, in everything we do, Lord God. It say, lean not to our own understanding, God. In Proverbs, Lord, 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to our own understanding, God, but your word saying, all our ways acknowledge you, Lord, and you shall direct our paths. Direct us today, God. Direct us in our home. Direct us in our marriage, God. Direct us in our family, God. Even in the ministry, God. We thank you even now, God, for how you just lead and guide us and you protect us, God. Lord God, we need your direction, God, because without it, God, where will we go? Where will we be, God? In the name of Jesus, God, I even thank you, Lord God, because your word tells us, Lord God, that, Lord God, that by your stripes we are healed. So, Lord, I decree and declare, Lord, and I command, Lord, our bodies to line up with your word, God, that we are already healed because your words say we're healed. Lord, I decree and declare, Lord, that high blood pressure is healed. Cancer is healed. Lord, sugar diabetes is healed. Heart problem is healed, God. That eye disease is healed, God. That ear disease is healed, God. That, Lord, kidney disease is healed in the name of Jesus because your word said it, God. Your word said you heal all diseases, God, in Psalm 103, God. You heal all diseases, God, not one, but all. Lord, even that bone disease is healed in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, even that, Lord God, that the hip replacement, God. We thank you, God. It's healed right now, God. And, Lord, even, Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to look on that heart condition that's already healed, God, because your word said it is, God. And I thank you, God. Even, Lord, arthritis is healed, God. Lord God, that muscle disease is healed, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, even, Lord God, thank you for healing, God. Scoliosis, God, is healed, God. I thank you, Lord God, for healing cerebral palsy, God. It's healed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for healing arthritis, God, in the leg, God, in the arm, God, in the chest area, God. What your word say is healed, God. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you healing, Lord God, even, Lord, you heal schizophrenic, God, even bipolar, God. We decree and declare and we speak to these things right now. Your word say whatever we speak to the mountain, God, and it will be moved. So, God, we speak to the sickness in the body, God. We speak to any, God, the drug addiction, every crack addiction, Lord, every alcoholic, God. We speak to it and we demand it to line up with your word and that it is healed, God. They will be delivered, God. Look up on that family member. Look up on that sister. Look up on that brother. Look up on them, God. They are healed even now, God. In the midst of what they are going through with somebody dealing with, Lord, marriage situation, God, it's healed, God. You made it back together again, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody, Lord God, is worried about that child, God, that's gone astray, God. Lord, it's already fixed, God. We bind up, Lord God, confusion, God, and we thank you for the peace that passes all understanding, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we even thank you, Lord God, for how you just saving and how you just watching over somebody, Lord God, trusting you, God, to take care of their business, God. The business is not prospering the way it should, God. But, Lord, we decree and declare that the finance will come, that it will be able to, Lord God, and send, Lord God, the people, Lord God, that they will begin to come in, God, and begin to expand, God. Lord God, we thank you for no more than enough, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that foreclosure home, Lord, is paid off in full. We thank you, God, for that car note that is paid off, God. We thank you, God, for that light bill that is paid, God. We thank you, Lord God, for even that ones that don't have food, God, to eat for this Christmas season. God, you're making a way even now, God, when they don't even see it, God. We thank you right now. God, I thank you because you're so worthy, and you're worthy of your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you even now, God, for how you just look on every person, God, that's grieving a loss, God. Lord, let their joy come in the morning because your word say that weeping may endure for night, but joy will come in the morning, God. Let their joy come, God. Touch them right now, God. Wipe the tears away. Strengthen them, God. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, look at our schools, God. Look upon our children, God. We decree and declare bullying, God, has to stop in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare gun violence has to go in the name of Jesus. Because your man, word say, whatsoever bind on earth shall be bind in heaven. Whatsoever loosened on earth shall be loosened. So we loosen all strongholds right now, and we bind it in the name of Jesus. All gang violence, God. Lord God, only all sexual morality spirits that looking around our schools, God. Look up on our children, God, that they will go to school and it will be peaceful and they don't have to worry about bullying and they don't have to worry about, Lord God, the things that's going on, God. Even look up on the teachers' minds, Lord God. Look up on them and look up on the principals, God. Touch right now, God. Put your shield over our children right now, God. Even, Lord, look at our churches. Bring unity. Bring love, God. Bring peace, Lord God. Bring the leaders together, God, that they will all come on one accord, God, that they will begin to bring your people back. Lord, they begin to love your people back to you, God, that they will be able, Lord God, to, Lord God, know how to lead your people, God. And, Lord God, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord. Even, God, somebody looking for you, Lord God, to be that spiritual God, and Lord, leading God them, Lord God, in the right way, God. Someone asking, Lord, for confirmation. Someone asking for direction. Someone asking for, Lord God, that you will step in, give them a job, God. It's just someone, Lord God, got an interview coming up, God, and Lord God, they want to, Lord, touch that supervisor, touch that person, heart, that they will hire, God, in the name of Jesus, that no bill will go lacking, no finance will not be lacking. Lord, just do it, God, because your word said it. And, Lord, somebody needs you, God. Somebody looking for you to heal their pain or their hurt, God. Lord, somebody needs you, God, that they're, Lord God, seeking you, Lord God. That you will, Lord God, touch their womb, that they will be able to conceive a child, God. Open up the door, God, that that child will come forward, Lord, for that mate, that husband, Lord God. Touch that wife, God, right now, God. Lord, touch their womb. Lord, that they will be able to bring forward the fruit, God, that they will bring forth that baby, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, God, and I know you're able, God. Somebody seeking you, God. They need, Lord, the finance to finish school. Lord, open up the door, God. Bless your finance, God. Lord God, bless that bank account. Bless it right now, God. Bless that savings account in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I thank you even now, God, for who you are and what you are, God. Thank you, Lord God. Somebody, God, had to turn away from you, God, and they don't know which way to turn, God. Bring them back to you, Lord, like you did the prodigal son, God. Lord, you brought them back home, God, and I thank you, God, for that one that's seeking you, God. I thank you, Lord God, for that one that, Lord, lost, Lord. You brought them back home, God. I thank you, Lord God, for that person, Lord God. They turned their life around. I thank you, God. For the one that's, Lord God, they turn, Lord God, they want to receive you as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, you touch that one that don't know you. Touch the door, that open up the door of their heart, that they will be able to turn to you. In the name of Jesus, God, I'll pray. Lord, look upon us. Look upon us, God. Bless us, God. Keep us, Lord. Set us free, God, from the thing that's holding us away from you, God. Lord, help us, God, that thing that we're dealing with, God, that's keeping us from you, God. Help us, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will be able to, Lord God, give you the praise and the honor that due to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Look upon our president, Lord. Look on the United States, God. Heal the United States, God, in the name of Jesus. Get in the White House. Get in the Senate seat. Get in the governor's seat. Lord, get in them, God, in these leaders, God. Every crooked thing, God, we declare. Lord, your word said you will make it right, God. Everything that's done wrong and underhanded will be exposed, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because if you did it for the children of Israel, God, you will do it, Lord God, for us, Lord God, here on earth, God. Do it right now, God. I thank you, Lord God, even now, how you begin to work it, and you begin to show favor, and you begin to do it, and it is so, God, because your word said it. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for everyone that's on Periscope tonight, everyone that's on the phone line, God, everyone that's going to watch the replay, Lord, every newbie, God, I ask you to touch and bless them and keep them, Lord God, and most of all, Lord, put your arms around them, shield them from the things that's not of you, in Jesus' name, I pray. I thank you, God, I pray, God, I give you honor, I give you glory, I thank you, Lord, even now, God. For who you are, God, even now, God, because of you, God, is where I am today. It's because of you, God, is where we're going. It's because of you, God, that no devil in hell can stop us, can touch us. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. And I will forever give your name, the glory, the honor, and the praise that's due to you in Jesus' name, God. Amen and amen. And amen, and thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for all that you do. And I want to turn it over to Prophet Stacy, see do we have anyone on the phone line.
Tonight we don't have any live prayer requests. You can close out. You're doing good.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Prophet Stacy, for that. And I want you all to know that God is getting ready to just do what he always do. So you all continue to stay encouraged, be blessed, and always know that God is here no matter what. And God always, always love us. God is there when we feel like we're not loved, and we are. God is love. I thank God for loving me. Even sometimes when I don't feel like that, and I get discouraged, God always step in. I thank God for his stepping in. So I want you all to have a wonderful weekend. Trust God in everything that you do. Everything. We have to lean and depend on God now like never before. It's because there's so much going on in this world. And if we don't include God in everything that we do, we wouldn't know which way to turn. So I ask you all to continue to be in prayer. Continue to trust God in everything that you do. Because if you don't, the enemy is seeking whom he made a vow. I thank and praise God. And I want to apologize if you all was on last Friday. My daughter came in. She thought I was off the prayer line, and she came in with her big old mouth. And looked like when they were younger, they was a lot better. But looked like that as they gotten older, they are something with themselves. And looked like they worse to deal with now than they did when they was younger. And so I let her know when she won't do it again. I let her know you was on Periscope, and you was heard. So she ain't gonna come in now because she don't like to be heard or be to know she's on there. So my daughter is my 16-year-old, And she came in on Periscope last Friday when she thought I was off, but I was still on. So I want to let you all know that you got teenagers and you got children. You know how they do. But I want y'all to be able to enjoy yourself and enjoy your family for Christmas holidays. And always remember, God love you, I love you, and there's nothing nobody can do about it. So trust God in everything you do. Thank God for Prophet Stacy on the Liquid Fire. She joined me in on tonight on Faithful on the Line. Thank God for her. And she is what make Faithful on the Line. I thank God for allowing me to do it, but she wouldn't make it because we joined in together. Faith and the Liquid Fire and Faithful on the Line is the ministry where we work together. So I thank God for all of you all. And y'all continue to pray. And we'll continue to pray for you all. And thank you all for joining in. I want to say hello again to those I haven't spoken to. And until next Friday, meet me back out here again. Back here again, same time, same place. Back at, and let's tune in on Monday night. I want you all to support my sister. She brings a blessed word. Those that haven't been on Prolific Fire, it's a wonderful word on Monday night. And so I'm about to let you all go, and you all trust God, and most of all, be prayerful, be watchful. Always be watchful. Watch as well as pray. And till next time, meet again. God bless you.